Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am speaking with Gib Rotherman, Director of the Wellness Group here in Brome Lake, and Martin Lucier, Director of Loisirs, Tourism, Culture, and Community Life for the town of Brome Lake, who will be speaking to us about the newly renovated kitchen at Centre Lac Brome. So please tell us a little bit about this project. How long has this project been in the works exactly?
I would say that it's about 2 years now.
Okay.
And we were approached by the Cynthia Brunel, who is with Martin, and they needed a sponsor to do this project for the new kitchen. And so the reason they needed a sponsor is because there's government coming, money was coming involved. Okay, and in this case, it was the federal government.
Okay.
As opposed to the provincial government.
Okay.
And so we came to an agreement with the community center and the town. Of course, they're all basically one. And that we would be the sponsor. So we did the paperwork.
Okay.
And eventually, the work was done. There was Martin and Cynthia organized several people to come in and, you know, putting in new tops for the kitchen and various things, cupboards, the whole thing, electricity, the whole deal. So it was done over a course of about, 6 months. We were just a part of this, and we paid the bills initially, and then the federal government paid us back because we're a volunteer group. It worked out well, and we had a terrific relationship with not only Martin, but with Cynthia. And I can remember the first meeting we had with Cynthia, which was about 2 years ago. And I had several directors with me because at the time I was the president. And we told Cynthia we thought this was a great idea.
Yeah, that was what I was about to ask you. Like, why did you think it was important for your group to, you know, be that sponsor and be that group that supported this project?
Well, the wonderful thing is that we, Wellness, or Mieux-être in French, had a wonderful relationship with the community center. Our organization has been going now for over 35 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we started in 1987. And we have all our meetings here, and we put on big lunch. Some cases we have up to 125 people. We do that 3 times a year, and then we also put on what we call a Christmas tea before Christmas. And we just always had a wonderful working relationship, not only with the community center, the Centre Communautaire, or also with the ville, with the town.
Great. And I wanted to ask you as well, how would this new kitchen benefit the community? Is this space going to serve for new, like, community programs or community activities? Will it support you in your meals that you do every year and your Christmas teas?
The great thing is, Taylor, is that the new kitchen is going to be, it's for the entire community. You know, we're just a small part. We were finally able to have a Christmas tea here last December, and we were actually the first people to use the kitchen, and all our volunteers were so impressed. You know, their eyes were, oh, mon Dieu, you know, this is incredible, what's there. And so, and I know that some of the people that work here is also have got projects on the go to help. I guess there's a few coordinators, but Joanne Novak is working on a few ideas too.
Okay.
Totally up to date. It's 2022 state of the art kitchen.
What about you, Martin? I wasn't sure if there was anything that you wanted to add as well about this project. Maybe in terms of the town, you know, why did the town think it was so important to kind of to do this and to accomplish this type of project?
Like you said earlier, Joanne Novak, who's involved in those type of program, she's planning community kitchen. So she will set up a few times with people who wants to kitchen to cook together. So we want to plan different activities also for seniors, but for kids too. So maybe with the day camp, they can use the community community kitchen during the summer. So it's really for everyone. So everyone who wants to use it can call us and we can reserve, book the place. So it's for everyone, okay. not just for small groups, but for everybody in the town.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to add that you think would be important for people to know in the community about this.
We invite people to stop by the community center and just take a look and see what we offer for everyone in the town.
Great. And what about you, Gib? Is there anything else that you would like to add that you think would be important for the community to know about this project?
Accolades, because we were a small part. We were the sponsor. In fact, sometimes things can get confusing, even in communications, because they think that, oh, wellness did this, but no, we were just a very small part of this. But as Martin said, it's open for the entire community. And I think we're, not only are we lucky to have people like Martin and his team, who, you know, run an incredible place, as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, the whole public is there, and to have a brand new kitchen, whatever group goes in there is going to enjoy it.
Yes, exactly. Right. Well, thank you both so much for speaking to me. I really appreciate it, and best of luck with the new project.
Thank you.